I know I promised you guys a review of my favorite K-pop album, or my current favorite K-pop album. I tried. Please understand, I'm not this late this time because I haven't done anything. No. I recorded maybe 3 versions of that review. And the last one was kind of cute, and I was like, ooh, this is kind of nice. One problem. I am not Korean. And as a non-Korean person trying to review music that I'm not allowed to add to my podcast because of copyright issues, I decided I'm going to sing the songs that I was reviewing. Like, it's a hella good time. Don't get me twisted. Like, it's actually very funny. I'm not gonna lie. And if ever I get consistent enough with this podcast and make it a thing enough that I'm like in it to win it, and you know, I have just a bigger audience and I have like a Patreon, because that's what the kids do these days. If I ever get to that point, I'll release that episode, because it's funny if we're close. Not so much if we're not. If you don't know me, it's just straight up like, yeah, it's a cancelable offense. Because, like, I'm not obviously singing to be insulting or anything like that, but it's just hella appropriate-y. And I was just like, oh, Tracy, what have you done? So, yes, there was an EXO album review. It was recorded. I think I even edited it. But, yeah, I can't afford to post that, y'all. I'm not trying to get cancelled. Especially not during my existential crisis. So, anyway, that's an explanation of why you're not listening to an EXO review right now. Because, yeah, it's offensive. So anyway, instead I decided, let me just record an episode and do like an update of what's potting with Tracy. So anyway, yeah, so that's how that review went. So I actually did try. It's not like I just disappeared for a month for no reason. I recorded and everything, and then I was like, I have to use all that energy again and record a different episode. What? No, I can't do that. What? And then I kind of wallowed in that for a while. So now we're here. So I am actually deciding to call my podcast, until further notice, The Existential Diaries. So this is a potential podcast by Tracy Lee. And this series is called The Existential Diaries. How I tried to create something and it was super offensive, so I couldn't actually create it. Anyway, but yes, the interesting thing though I do want to just mention is the fact that I'm kind of going through a little bit of an existential crisis, and my favorite K-pop group releases an album called Exist. I mean, during my existential crises. I mean, guys, come on. I will say, though, I am doing much better since the beginning of the process. And I guess since the last time I recorded an episode and posted it. A lot has been happening. I've gotten some help. I've done some thinking, praying, reflection, Bible study. My brain has been braining hard. You don't even understand. And as it is, I'm an overthinker. Let's just keep this in mind. So letting an overthinker just let their thoughts run wild is a dangerous place. But it's been good. I'm in better spirits. Also, if I tell you the real truth, it's hot. That's why. Like, I complained about how cold it was, and now it's hot. Also, we are mere days away from my birthday. Okay, by the time I post this, I don't know where I'm going to post this. I know it's going to be posted in September. All I know is my birthday is coming up. It's the 1st of October. If you do nothing else, just like send me a happy birthday message. If you know me, know me. And if you don't know me, know me. Then send a happy birthday message on wherever the hell you're listening to this. But yeah, if you haven't noticed, I'm a very big birthday person. Like, look, I don't care how sad I am. I don't care how happy I am. Please understand, my birthday is a very important day. It is a landmark day. It is a public holiday in Tracy World. So yeah, I think it's probably, I like to say that it's the one day of the year that I am the main character of every storyline I'm involved in. So if you're around me on my birthday and we're not talking about me, I'm going to talk about me. And if you don't want to be around that energy, then stay away from me. and we'll be fine. But yes, so I think that's why I'm in better spirits at the moment. Also, I'm just better in warm weather, guys. I'm a summer baby. Yes, I know it's spring, technical people. But there's only two seasons in South Africa, summer and winter. Okay? Lebo autumn, lebo spring. What? No. There's only two. Ke summer, le winter. It's when it's hot and when it's cold. Those are the options. Anyway, so yeah, also I realized some things while planning to record the second episode, the non-offensive edition, or existential diaries part two, as I like to call it. There's a couple things about my existential that I wanted to share just to add on to the last episode, because I do think that it would be wrong to share an episode where I'm being super bummy and then come back and be like, oh my gosh, I'm super happy because it's my birthday. That's not a thing. I'm not at the end of this journey. I'm just saying I'm in a good place within the journey. But yeah, I realized some things about my existential that I also just wanted to share, seeing as I'm here and I'm recording. And also, as you guys know, if you listened to the last episode, my podcast provider has threatened me many, many times. So yeah, I need to put something up. So we're here now. Anyway. So, first thing I actually realized is how I didn't see my friends during the SADS. Yes, I'm calling it the SADS. Like, I've seen my friends a lot more recent and spent a lot of time with them. And I'm like, why was I not spending time with people while I was bummed out? Like, why? You know what I mean? Like, just spending a couple, like, nights just, like, chilling with my friends the way I used to. Like, it just, it made me feel so good. So that's a lesson from the SADS. When you're feeling sad, I know you don't want to talk to people. I know you don't want to spend time with people. But people help. You know, sometimes they're trash. But, like, the ones that you choose, like your special few, they help. So that was really nice. Also, that there were real things I truly love about myself. But because I'm questioning everything, it's strange how things you're super confident about, you might not actually be sure of anymore. I think that's one of just, I guess, the collateral damages of going through the SADS, as I call it. But yeah, like, I was confused. Like, there were things that I truly just appreciated about myself, but because I was questioning everything, everything came under fire. I mean, I'm still questioning, but I think I'm at, like I said, a better place. But yeah, just, that's weird to me. So that's just something I wanted to mention. The thing that I think messed me up the most, though, was the fact that I trusted myself less. I'm not sure if I fully regained my trust, if I tell you the real truth. Well, yeah, I've regained my own trust. Yes, I'm in a relationship with myself. But yeah, I'm not sure if I fully regained it, just simply because of the fact that, like, things got shaky, man. Like, things got really shaky. And I'm like, dude, what are we doing? And what have you done? And why? And, jeez, it's a lot. So, it's weird feeling like an enemy of your own state, you know? But, yeah. I think the big place that I'm in, actually, at the moment, not post-existential. I guess I'm at the butt end of the existential. I think, I don't know, it's an existential. It could, like, rear its ugly head again and, like, hit me hard. I don't know. Also, my birthday's coming up, which means that, nah, I don't let my birthday get me down. My birthday's my favorite day. Anyway, but, like, I think the big thing that's kind of flying through my head at the moment is I fear making wrong decisions. I fear doing things again that lead me to the place that I was at the end of it all. You know, like, how I ended up having an existential in the first place is I looked around my life and I felt like I'd built this whole life for myself and I didn't feel very much connection to it. So I think that's what it is I'm afraid of making another decision that leads me back here. Well, back there. Yeah. It's a weird place, guys. When you're having a good day, it's weird to kind of feel like you're in it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like trying to be re-sad to share that you were sad. Yeah, actually, you know what it is? It's like trying to express the emotions you felt when you're not currently feeling them. It's weird. So, yeah, that one is still kind of rearing its ugly head. I think I walk in a lot of anxiety and fear at the moment about just making the wrong next decisions for my life. Yeah, that one we're just gonna have to deal with. I'll come back with an update on the other side of my birthday, because I'm trying to post this as close to the repost deadline so that I have another 60 days, right? So that I have, yeah, another 60 days. So that I only have to like record in like November. I know, it's selfish. I feel bad. I'm sorry. It's just the fact that like my brain wants to talk about so many things but can't focus enough to talk about all the things. It's a lot. Anyway, so yeah. And then, oh yes, actually this is it. So I also wanted to share the fact that I feel like my brain resets every 3 days, in a new way, either happy or sad. So I think you caught me on a happy day. Today was a good day. I did some good stuff with some good people. So I think we're on a good happy day, but there are some days where I wake up and it feels like I've made a lot of like all the progress I thought I had made just disappeared, type vibe, which hurts. But yeah. Those are the things I actually did want to share about my existential that I hadn't added in the last time. But other than that, honestly, I'm doing better. I'm grateful that you're still listening to these. Jeez, you're so loyal. I love you. Like, I mean, you probably know me if you're listening to this, so I love you. And if we don't know each other, I still love you. Someone in the world loves you. I just want you to know that, and I appreciate you. This has been an interesting journey. I do plan to figure out what I'm doing with my podcast when I'm done existential diarying and stuff, but for now I'm posting to keep this thing alive. I don't want my baby to die. I really don't. I don't think I have the resources to take care of it right now. And that's just mental and like, I guess it's not even social capacity because I don't need social capacity to sit in a room and record in a bonnet. But you know what I mean. Yeah, but I'm also just like, I can't have my podcast cancelled. That would just, that would send me on another spiral. So we're here and I'm talking into this mic. But a lot of interesting things have happened. And I think probably the next episode, I'm not making promises I shouldn't be making. We know how I am. But I think probably my next episode is just going to be like a birthday recap. Like, if I tell you the real truth. Oh my gosh, my life is so busy, guys. Yo. Huh? Like, you don't realize how much you schedule yourself as a like as an adult. Like, 'cause I'm a bit of a stickler. Like, I like to think of planning as like, you know the concept of girl math. If you don't know, look it up. The TikTok kids will educate you. But like, I think the way I schedule myself and plan, I call it, I guess, girl planning, if you want to call it that. Because how I do it is I sit down, I plan everything for the next 3 or 4 months. And then each day, I just do what past Tracy told me to do. It's kind of nice because then I don't have to use my brain. I just get to enjoy it, which is actually what planning is. But yeah, apparently I overwhelm people sometimes. But I'm like, nah, if you just plan it ahead, then you don't have to think about it when it happens. It's the best. Like, just plan things, guys. Ooh, being a planner is nice. Being a planner is so good. My plan literally, see what I did there? My plan literally tomorrow, oh, there's no sense of time on this podcast, but anyway, I'm just gonna say tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm gonna sit down. And I'm gonna plan the next couple months because also I'm like, I'm not trying to be planny girl anywhere near my birthday, okay? I am a birthday princess. I am a birthday princess queen, okay? That doesn't make any sense, but I don't care. I'm a birthday princess queen. So, because I'm a birthday princess queen, I need to plan what I'm buying for the birthday princess queen for her birthday. I'm thinking EXO merch. Like, I might get a bit of merch. Also, yo, this is just a side thing that has nothing to do with anything. I've decided that it's time to straighten my hair, guys. Like, we tried. I fought the natural hair journey as long as I could, but Mama's getting her Alexa. I know. I'm sorry. I know. There's judgment. There's hurts. There's upsetness. Maroksalayo. I'm the one with the struggle and I can't do this anymore. So, it's relaxer time, baby. So, if you know me live, and my hair is still curly, then I got lazy. But it's happening, okay? It's happening. But yes, that was a very unnecessary side note. We're here now. Anyway, that's just an update and an attempt to keep my podcast going until I have more to say at a later date about stuff and such and things of that nature. So, yeah, again, thank you so much for listening. I know that I'm not consistent enough or post enough to deserve your listenership, but I am grateful that you listen anyway. I am thankful to God for allowing me the power to at least post an episode before this thing gets ripped out the internet. And honestly, I'm doing okay, if you care. But yeah. Thank you for listening to Potential Podcast with Tracy Lee. I hope this podcast and I live up to our potential.